This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The U.S. House passed a bill today to protect Olympic athletes from abuse. It empowers Congress to decertify the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committees and the governing bodies for individual sports. It calls for more funding for the nonprofit that polices sexual abuse in Olympic sports. The bill also creates a bipartisan blue ribbon panel to do a thorough review of the committee, an idea put forth by Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette and Senator Cory Gardner. The bill now heads to the president's desk. A new report says bus and train service cuts in Denver have affected tens of thousands of riders and some of their livelihoods. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Rachel Hicks of Littleton got rid of her car for money reasons a few years ago. And since then, she's relied almost entirely on RTD.
Right now, they're on a Saturday-only schedule, and that means they run less frequently, and they don't connect with anything.
Hicks lost her position as a cook earlier this year, and she's had to turn down a new job because she says it would take 3 hours to get there. RTD says it can't afford to restore service without more federal funding, and the latest pandemic relief bill is stalled in Congress. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Broncos are trying for their first win of the season tonight in New York against the winless Jets, who are also winless. Kickoff is in 15 minutes. The Broncos have lost 3 games so far in the shortened season. This is CPR News.